Thanks for listening in here at Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. On Thursday, Twitter lit up with tweets, of course, about finding love and then losing it. As they poured in, one program gathered all those tweets up and organized them into something unexpected: poetry. Ranjit Bhatnagar is an artist and the inventor of that program, which is called Pentametron, and he joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome, Ranjit Bhatnagar.
Thank you very much.
So this is pretty much fun. First of all, tell us what Pentametron is.
Well, Pentametron is a computer program I wrote which just watches Twitter, watches 525 million tweets a day, and it picks out the ones that happen to be in iambic pentameter. And when it finds some of those, it looks for a pair that rhyme, and then it tweets out a couplet.
Whatever made you think of this?
It was two different factors. One is I've been interested in playing around with the idea of poetry. I was kind of inspired by the exquisite corpse games of the surrealists. And on the other hand, I'm a big nerd, and I was looking at the systems that let programmers talk to Twitter. So I saw that Twitter has this way that you can subscribe to receive just an endless waterfall of tweets from them. And I thought, wow, that would be really neat just to find a way to play with that. And what I ended up doing was combining my interest in the surrealist poetry with Twitter's API, and Pentametron came out of that.
So please, I'm dying to know. Give me an example.
Yes. Well, I looked back through the last day or two of tweets and picked some of my favorites. And here is a couple of couplets. That hesitation right before a kiss, I don't remember ever learning this. I've never had a Valentine before. I'm not a little baby anymore. And then there was this one that I found that's for you. I want to be a news reporter, yo. I never listen to the radio.
I'm kind of thirsty for a Valentine. My volume doesn't have a minus sign. It's a lot of fun. So how does this work? How much poetry does the computer program write every day?
It comes up with about 15 to 20 couplets a day.
Are there certain times of day where you find the volumes greater, that are more fruitful?
I haven't noticed anything about times of day, but I have noticed that during big national events like the Super Bowl or the Grammys, the volume goes up a lot.
And how about a couple more of these? For example, here's a couplet. I want the other Spanish teacher back. Someone actually said that.
Yes.
And you've paired it with Stingray, a double-sided Scooby snack. Boy, whoever wrote that, I mean, I want to get to know them.
Yes.
And are there any common phrases that happen to be in iambic pentameter?
Oh, there are so many common phrases that happen to be in iambic pentameter that I have a blacklist in my program because I got tired of hearing some of them. Actually, the very first iambic phrase that Pentametron ever discovered was, I've never been in Twitter jail before. And I didn't know what Twitter jail was. It turns out if you tweet more than about 200 times in the same day, Twitter cuts you off for a day, and that's Twitter jail. People say, I've never been in Twitter jail before a lot. So I finally got tired of seeing Pentametron pick it up, and I blacklisted it. Another example is, I want to see The Hunger Games again, which last year about this time, The Hunger Games was the big new movie, and everybody wanted to see The Hunger Games again.
Have you been able to analyze this any other way? I mean, do you have any sense of age groups or places in the country or where this information is coming from in any way? Obviously, it's English, so we know that.
It's in English, and it's hard to tell for sure, but it seems to me that it's probably a pretty random cross-section of everyone on Twitter, which means that I'm exposed to more different kinds of people, more different kinds of language than I would be if I just followed the people I normally follow on Twitter.
It's so democratic, Ranjit. Maybe Pentametron should be, you know, the next poet laureate.
That seems like a good idea to me.
Ranjit Bhatnagar is the creator of the Pentametron Twitter poet. Ranjit, thanks. It was really a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.